Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, August the 6th. The grains closed higher with December corn up 3.5 cents, 556.5. September wheat up 6.25 cents at 719, and November beans up 8.25 cents at 1336.75. The meal led the way up. Oil was up 41 ticks. The palm oil was strong overnight on ideas that COVID may be causing enough factory workers in Malaysia not to show up to produce palm oil. So there was a little question there of how bad COVID was, and that rallied palm oil overnight, which carried over into the bean oil. I think the real source of the strength today in the grains came from the changes in one of the three models, one of the three major weather models. They took out the rain in Iowa over the weekend for virtually all of the state. Now, the other two have rains in the forecast, so it's a little bit of a mixed bag, as this weather situation has been for the last, 6 to 8 weeks. So, I think that helped firm up the market. I think traders are looking forward to Monday's crop progress report, and I believe that the general consensus is they're looking for lower numbers again. I'm not so sure they're going to get them, but that's what they're looking for. We had the Informa numbers today, 176.5 on the corn. It was 4 tenths under the Stone X numbers, and the beans were 51.5. That was a full bushel and a half above Stone X. So it looks like most of the corn estimates are coming in 176 to 179, and the beans 49 to 51 range. The question is, and has been, what will they do with the carryouts in terms of demand? Will they lower exports or not? Now, we've seen China come into the bean market the last 2 days. At least we think it's China. Yesterday was unknown. Today's China. Both look like they were Chinese purchases. So that's a little bit helpful in here. But they're not overwhelmingly strong buyers. But it's something, at least they're in the game. There's talk that President Biden is getting a lot of pressure from most of the major farm groups to continue or to reopen up trade talks with the Chinese. But a lot of tension between the Chinese and the Americans. Part of it is the Iranian-Israeli situation. Some people have been touting that they expect war within 10 weeks in Israel and Iran due to the fact that Iran may have nuclear capabilities in the next 10 weeks, and the Israelis have said consistently they won't allow it. The Chinese will be backing the Iranians. The Russians will be backing the Iranians as well, with the United States backing Israel. So a little tension there. We'll see how that plays out. Interestingly enough, you would think that if there's real war concerns out there, gold was down $43 an ounce, silver is down 93 cents an ounce. Certainly not indicative of a market that's worried about a major war breaking out anywhere in the world. Crude oil was also down 81 cents a barrel and is even another 30 cents lower in the aftermarket. So, we get these kind of rumors. Whether they're valid or not remains to be seen. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.